It's EV News Briefly for Saturday, 12th of March. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes, if you haven't got time for the long show. The head of Stellantis, their chief executive, saying they will be catching up with Tesla in the coming years. But when they say catching up, I don't know exactly what they mean. What numbers? Volume? Software? Good luck. I mean, you can. Good luck. He also called for greater investment in charging networks, but I didn't see him putting his hand in his pockets. So, yes, Stellantis would like a wonderful big fast-charging network, please. Just don't want to pay for it themselves, as Tesla has done. Of course he's going to say that. Right, let's talk about the CCS retrofit kit in North America for Model 3, Model Y. It's now showing up in the Tesla parts catalog. So the adapter that you buy isn't in the shop yet, but the parts catalog does have the retrofit kit for older Model 3s, older Model Ys. That part number now available. No idea on price, by the way, for the whole kit. But yes, if you'd like to charge your Tesla on CCS connector, that's what you will need if it's not already ready. Let's talk about a double-decker electric bus doing 2,500 miles across the US, Florida to California, using only public chargers, and it was easy. It is an ABC Van Hool all-electric bus. It's a double-decker, 69 passengers, drove 2,500 miles from Winter Garden, Florida to Costa Mesa, California, did about 260 miles per stint. Before stopping to charge its 676 kilowatt hour battery, powered by Proterra, to prove that, yes, EVs are fine, whether it's a car or a bus or anything. NASCAR are exploring an electric racing series. It wouldn't be the top level NASCAR Cup Series. They're not going electric ever, probably, but the next gen cars could be made electric. They're future-proofed to add a motor on, and maybe they could do something as part of the NASCAR weekend experience to do something which maybe would get, you know, NASCAR fans a little bit more used to electric power. Now, we're talking about big funded startups, and they all seem to be in the battery space. Northvolt in Sweden, Chinese company S-Volt, Redwood Materials, formed by JB Straubel from Tesla, all about recycling. Solid State Power, battery swapping companies, all getting huge amounts, hundreds of millions, billions in some cases of investment. Battery companies are where it's at right now. How would you fancy getting paid to have somebody drive into your off-street parking and charge up? Now, many fleet drivers, you know, people who take their work van home, don't have off-street parking, but the UK's Just Park app want to connect you, fleet drivers, with somebody within a 5-minute walk who has got off-street parking that doesn't need the space, and you can park your van outside their house or in their driveway. Just Park will do the upfront cost of adding a charging station to their house and covering the electricity costs of their house, and they get paid £1,000 for using their driveway, and you get to park in someone else's driveway and turn up, and your work van is fully charged every morning. Is that going to work? I hope so. Nice business model. Mercedes-Benz are launching their own battery recycling company. They say to make sure that the battery's 96% recovery rate of those materials. Uber is adding 700 chargers to London, which everyone can use, not just Uber drivers, and a 37% surge in interest in electric cars following the recent rise in petrol prices. In fact, overall EV online searching up 150% on the same week last year. That's briefly for today. See you tomorrow.